Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about an untapped wealth hack, the most underused wealth hack out there. And it's not so much a secret. I guess it's a bit of a secret, but people don't realize the power of it. And so I want to come to you and talk to you about that today. So when I talk to people, and it's a fair question. Quite often it's like, what's the secret to success? What's the secret to wealth? What's the secret? Da, da, da. So this could probably boil down to the secret of all secrets. You may have heard it before, but I want to just dig a little bit deeper and just make sure you understand it. So there's this saying that a mentor of me taught me, and he said, Lloyd, environment is stronger than willpower. And I didn't really know what that meant. I guess subconsciously I was always changing my environment. I have a level of discernment that I guess it's like a natural level of discernment, so I can discern good environments and bad environments. I get a vibe, I can tell, right? Some people don't have that, or they're attracted to the wrong environment, one that doesn't build wealth anyway, right? So one of the things that I've learned is that environment is stronger than willpower, but it's just so underutilized. So there's this thing that happens to humans when they're in a certain environment. That environment infects them. It's very hard to infect a whole environment. You can do it. The likes of Nelson Mandela did it through his apartheid South Africa. Dr. Martin Luther King did it through the States with civil rights movement. Certain leaders, you know, have been able to infect an entire environment, which is incredible, which makes them powerful leaders. But quite often for us laymen, it's very difficult to actually infect a bigger environment. What usually happens is that environment infects us, and because environment is stronger than willpower. So rather than trying to have the discipline or the willpower to make good decisions when it comes to your wealth or your life, one of the greatest hacks, the most underused secret hack of all time, is to shift your freaking environment. Like, get out of there. Show up to things that are good. And environment's a funny thing, because when you're in the right environment, or in an effective, positive environment that's going to lead you to wealth, it starts to actually impact your thoughts, because that's how your brain learns. It learns through seeing and kinesthetically learning and watching and observing. And that's why you pick up habits from other people you hang around. You notice that? You hang around someone, you start talking like them more, you pick up their traits, they pick up some of your traits. Like, our brain learns like that. That's how kids learn to speak. That's why children pick up funny things when they're around you. And so quite often we forget that, or no one ever teaches us that that's how our brain learns. So if you plonk your brain in a really ineffective environment, it's going to be learning the wrong things. So its thoughts will be affected still, but they won't be the thoughts that are going to lead them to wealth. So what happens when you're in an environment is your thoughts start to change. Then when your thoughts start to change, it changes your feelings. Because the conversation you have with yourself, it creates feelings in your body, and that creates action. Feelings of pain or pleasure or whatever it is creates action. It makes your body do stuff, move and action things. And of course, actions is what creates results. So if you want great wealth results, truly, if you really want to have good wealth results, then you want to have good wealth actions. But how do you get good wealth actions? Well, you've got to have good wealth feelings. Right? And how do you get those? You got to have good thoughts about wealth. Okay. Positive conversations with yourself. Good, strong identity when, you know, strong self-belief, encouragement, support, ideas. Like, you've got to have those things running around in your head. Right? Because, and to do those, guess what you got to do? To have all those thoughts, guess what you got to do? Got to be in the right environment. Success is like a virus you have to catch. Some things you've just got to catch, right? And so if you've grown up not in the right environment, it's like the opposite of wealth creation, which I know a lot of people have, then it's so important to you for you to be in the right environment. Okay, now you see this happening. You see it happening a lot when people join church. They go there and they've just had a drastic life, and all of a sudden there's something of stability there. There's good life lessons they learn there. There's nice people. There's a community. And guess what happens? The whole freaking life changes because they're in the right environment for once. And they have this, wow, you know, say I got saved, and which is true because they're starting to live a better life because they're around the right people, right? Listen to the right things, the right stories. And you see it happening in when people go in through, you know, AA, or they go through therapy, or they go into a different environment and they get different results. So if you're in a dire wealth situation at the moment, or even if you're not and you want to be in a bigger wealth, play a bigger wealth game, you got to change your environment. You know what I mean? Like no one is immune to that. I'm the same. Like we're now putting things in place to stretch to the next level of environment. Me and a business partner, we're just thinking, well, how do we now get to that next step? How do we get in front of those people? And that is that it continues to work. That's why when I was younger, I used to spend as much time as I could with my dad. My other siblings never so much did. Like they didn't so much. I seemed to be really doing it. Like I really always went out of my way to always do it because I was like immersing myself in an environment for learning selling, learning skills. Now, I could have done even better, but I didn't understand the power of environment back then like I do now. And I even remember having a conversation with one of my dad's friends. He's a successful guy. I was really young and I said, what's the secret? You know, I was curious, you know, I was like, wow, it looks like to me like having money is a good idea. These people seem to not have all the dramas that people with no money have. So I asked him, what's the secret? He said, you know what? 90% of life is just showing up. I was like, what? Showing up to what? You're talking about like, of course you got to show up to work, but you'll be shocked as to how many people just don't do that even. Like showing up, it's just so bizarre. Like I've recruited people where they've actually not even showed up to their first day. Like it's so bizarre. How do you make money if you don't show up? Anyway, but I'm not talking about showing up to your job. I'm not talking about showing up to your household. Those things are given. I'm talking about showing up to your new environment. Like if you want to change your wealth journey and you have an environment that you can access, whether it's free or you've paid for it or whatever, and you don't show up, you've got to be kidding yourself. Truly. You're not gonna, if you can't show up to the gym, you ain't gonna get healthy. Like, well, you know, nutrition will help you, right? But if you can't show up to the pantry with the right mindset, it's not gonna work either. But if you can't show up to the gym consistently, you are gonna struggle to have the body you want, of course. If you can't show up to your business every day, you're not gonna make money. If you can't show up to your relationship certain ways, you're not gonna have good relationships. If you can't show up to certain things, if you can't show up to an event, if you can't show up to a course you've invested in or mentorship or whatever, if you can't show up to a call, whatever it is, to be in the right environment to help you, then you're going to spin out of control again because you have to condition your mindset. And conditioning and rewiring your mindset, like there are certain things you can have breakthroughs in where you can immediately shift your mindset for sure in the moment. Synapses are funny in your brain that they're very ingrained and they've been ingrained over the last 20, 30, 40, and 50 years. And so you think if you just go into a couple calls or you just go to one event or you just go to one thing or hang around the person one time or whatever it is that you're going to change. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't. You're going to change for a little time, a little bit, and then you'll think you got it all together and you go, oh, no, I don't need to be on that anymore. And all of a sudden, same habits rock up, environment influences you, you start getting infected with the wrong thoughts, your feelings change, your actions change, and your results start to suffer. Boom, right? That's how it happens. So you got to continually show up. People say, like, for how long? I'm like, forever. There's the old saying, what is it? Stay close to the fire until you become the fire, right? In fact, I think it's even a biblical, Stay close to the fire because it's in the nature of fire to go out. And so what happens is people come close to the big fire, they get warm, and they go, oh, I've got this. And they go off into the coldness, and of course the fire inside of them goes out. You got to stay close to the bonfire, right? And I think one of our businesses, big part of that process is to be in the right mindset. Well, all of them really. And so we've always gone to events every year for 10 years, and we'll always go. It's like AA for entrepreneurship, right? I don't know if you've got anyone, friends who've been through AA, but if you don't show up to meetings and so forth, like, but you relapse, same as therapy, you know, you've got to keep showing up to your entrepreneurship AA. You have to. You have to get the belief. You have to get the ideas, the masterminding, the relationships, connection. You have to. You just got to. So we've always showed up. And I think that is a real element of success that's not talked about. Even when you don't want to, you've ever been on that experience where you've got on, you're like, oh my God, thank God I showed up to that. What if I didn't learn this stuff? I'd be so far behind. I'd be years behind from one showing up one time. It's the easiest thing to do and the easiest thing not to do. But if you just committed to showing up, just nothing else, everything else will work out. Like I even often say that to my mentorship students in our 12-month mentorship. I say, look, they say, well, you know, what is the secret? How do I get the most out of this? And the answer is so simple. It's like, well, if you show up to the calls every week, your life's going to change drastically. And that's it. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's so easy, right? But easy not to do too, because life gets in the way. We let it get in the way, right? So yeah, if you commit to showing up to whatever environment's going to be effective for your goals, you'll win, okay? I had a friend of mine, a great friend, arguably my best friend. I've talked about this in my book, my latest book, Money Buys Happiness, but the other day he's like, hey, let's go for a run. It was like 5:30 in the morning or something down to Burley. I'm like, yep, see you there. So we're running away and we're learning from each other and we're talking and stuff. But if I don't show up to that friendship like that, or if I don't show up at 5:30 in the morning, how's that going to help me or him? You know what I mean? So like, it's those things that matter. When I ever invest in an event, when I invest in a course, when I invest in buying a book, when I invest in a relationship, a friend, I show up. Like I show up always. And I just know the cost of not showing up. So I think for you, the lesson here I'm going to leave you with is this. Ask yourself, what's the cost of not showing up to this thing? There's a real cost in it. Okay. So here's my reminder to you. If you have committed to something that's going to make you better, whether it's the gym, whatever it is, okay, if it's your, it's a spiritual journey you're on, whatever it might be, okay, show up and your life will change drastically, all right? And if you don't know how to re-show up there in that place with your community or whatever, reach out to someone and say, hey, I want to re-engage. How do I get back in here, right? Friendships, whatever, the same thing. Think about it, okay? Particularly if you're wanting to go and play at a higher level, think about the people that are playing at that level and figure out a way to get into that game, okay, with those people. Either you've got to either pay to play, okay, so you pay for proximity, or you earn your proximity into that realm. This one mentorship we're looking at to join, it's like $50,000 US, and you have to have certain numbers in your business to even be, to even apply. So there's two things for that one. Number one, you have to earn it. Number two, you have to pay for it. But you'll find things out that you don't have to pay for, but, and you won't even have to earn to get there. Like really, it's so easy, but that's why you're not showing up, because you don't value it. But some of those ones that are you know, so accessible, they're sometimes the most valuable. But because you haven't paid for it, or you haven't earned it, you're not respecting it and you don't value it. So that's why you're finding it easy just to let yourself off. But they're so powerful. So I would suggest lean in, even if you haven't paid for it or you haven't earned it, lean into those, because you get to surround yourself with people that are so successful. They're just an arm's length away. You can talk to them, you can engage with them. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you've only got to really message me on Instagram after you've, let's say, for example, you shared this episode. It's like, hey, thanks for sharing the episode. You're in proximity to me. Then you have a conversation, right? I don't know if people understand that, but that's, there's power in that. Okay. So lean in to your community or to whatever it is you want to show up to. If you've slackened off, here's your reminder to get back on, because environment is stronger than willpower. You must catch success, and you've got to stick around the fire until you become the fire, because it's in the nature of fire to go out. Okay. So stay in the community, stay in the environment, go to where the successful people are and hang out with them, because as one of my other favorite sayings, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you're bound to get a haircut, right? Now, haircut's a good thing when it comes to wealth, right? So if you hang around wealthy people long enough, you're bound to start talking wealthy language and start becoming wealthy with their habits, all right? So get around the right environment. It's stronger than willpower. It will create incredible results for you. It's the easiest thing to do, easiest thing not to do, but it is 90%. Of success. It's just showing up. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please share it. Please leave us another 5-star review. Hey, 85 5-star reviews now. So thank you so much for those who have done that. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I have no ads in this podcast whatsoever. None. No ads. There's nothing here. So the only way we can grow this podcast is for people to actually organically share it with their friends and family. So if you could do that, send this episode to a friend or family that wants to hear it. Share it in your stories. I really appreciate you guys for doing that. Thank you so much. And we're changing the world. We're changing the world how people think and deal with money. We're talking real money stuff here. It's a lot of it's mindset too, but there's practical money help on this podcast, as well as investing, entrepreneurship. But if you wanted me to do a particular episode, just shoot me a message on Instagram. Oh, and by the way, anyone, if you're making it to the end of this podcast, anyone who follows me on Instagram, I'll never inbox you asking you for crypto money, ever. Like, ever. I'll never, ever ask for money from you, okay, in Instagram. So if I actually reach out to you in Instagram and I'm doing those things and it seems like a weird conversation and I'm starting to call you sir and madam and stuff, that's a scam account. I only have one Instagram account, okay? And I just now should have a blue tick shortly, hopefully this week. But it's Lloyd James Ross. That's it. There's no ones. There's no double O's. There's no, like, be careful because they drop off a couple letters. That's not me. I have a lot of people messaging me all the time saying, Lloyd, did you message me? I'm like, nope, right? I won't reach out to you. If you follow me, you might get a message from our EA saying, hey, thanks for following me, blah, blah, blah. But I don't reach out looking for money for sure, right? So just be aware of that. And they're also coming into WhatsApp now too. So if you see a random message from me on WhatsApp that you haven't engaged with, that's probably also a fictitious account. All right. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that caveat in there. Anyways, all right, I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.